Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Happy New Year!
No, you honestly just stole my...
Happy New Year! Why do they say that? That little ginger hair of it was looking real fly today.
I don't want the podcast to begin in 2024 like this.
Okay.
I'm going to put my foot down.
We're doing AM.
No, I'm putting my foot down.
Put those toes down.
You have bullied me. You have pushed me.
No.
You have prodded me. You have poked me like a bear. And you know what? When the bear get angry.
When the bear get angry.
When the bear get angry.
What the bear do?
No, oh, the bear come out his cage.
And
you better be scared.
I'm scared.
You know what a bear does?
I'm scared.
You're going to be there. And you know how people die from bears. You know how they die?
They don't. Brown bear hug them. Black bear run away.
Are you mental? No ways. What happens?
Oh, sorry. Brown bear run at them. Black bear run.
No, what happens with bears is they pin you to the ground and because they're so heavy, they crush you slowly. So that's
I'm like a whippet, you wouldn't get me. That's what fast.
If you start 2024 like you ended 2023 in this aggressive tone.
Sorry, are you okay? What's happening? Actually, there was it started off as a joke and then it ended with you some real deep, deep, dark issues.
It's not, Ani. I'm only kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people who listen to the podcast, welcome to Newlyweds 2024.
2024.
You just half burped.
No, I did not.
You did.
Right, we're reading that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, girls and boys and ladies and men, we are back with a bang. It's 2024 and I'm ready to rumble.
Okay, here we go, sisters. We are back. It's so fantastic. We're kicking off the new series with an amazing guest today. Two guests. That's all going to be coming up in the episode. Quickly, if you had to give if you were Prime Minister, if you were the Queen of England, if you were the President of the United States, and you had to give a little speech about how 2024 is going to go. Prime Minister Sophie.
Okay.
Here comes the speech. Go.
Jamie.
No, this is to the nation. It's not just
nationwide. Listen to your...
Just quickly, are you speaking to the bank or to
the NatWest, direct debit.
Direct debit.
Okay, wait.
Here we go. Okay, ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Here comes Sophie, Miss Sophie. You're tapping a wooden instrument.
Shut up.
Okay, Sophie.
She went small.
Here she is. Sophie, Miss Sophie Lang.
Shut up and just let me go with it.
2024, here goes.
Nationwide. Wait.
You got this.
Humanity. Humans of the people. I want to say something to you today. Now listen up, you over there. Listen wide and listen clear. This is your year. Wait. This is your year to live. To thrive, to grow, to run. Don't don't jog anymore. Run. Don't let any obstacle come in your way. Gallop over them, hurdle over them, throw that javelin. And keep going because you know what? There is light at the end of the tunnel and you're about to find it this year.
But Miss Abu,
yes,
Miss Abu.
Young blonde boy.
I'm scared about what the future holds.
Don't be scared. None of us know. So just... Oh, with the wheezy laugh, it kills you off. Listen, blonde boy.
Blonde boy.
It's okay, blondie. The future is yours. Open those palms. Look in.
It's like you're trying to be some like...
Shush!
Okay, sorry.
Look into your palms. What do you see? The world is your oyster.
Just put loads of sayings into a sentence.
Close those palms.
Okay.
And hold them close to your chest and run free. Go. Now be gone. Thank you. And here's to a 2024 of your dreams.
Wow. Nodded at the end. And wait, Miss Habu, last question. Last question. What is one rule?
I'm actually Mrs. Habu because I'm married.
Mrs. Habu, what is one rule you're going to put in place for 2024?
Don't run. Don't walk. Run.
No, that's not a rule. What rule is it? What are you going to change? The rules. You can change anything you want. You're the leader of the world.
The rule forevermore is people can drive in the bus lanes. Fed up of getting those tickets.
Okay, everybody. Welcome to Newlyweds 2024. Let's begin, baby. Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me. Oh, honey, we are back, baby. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Newlyweds Podcast 2024.
Newlyweds. Are we always going to be called Newlyweds now? We're not changing up again.
Well, at the moment, we're not. Unless a little...
Oh, my God. Just don't. That's the rule. No jinxing things.
Well, I'm not jinxing anything.
Close that little potty mouth of yours.
It's not a potty mouth at all.
It's like a bumhole mouth. Like a house, newly house, because I would love to have a home.
Well, guys, it's 2024. Okay, this is the time when we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Okay, no.
What are your New Year's resolutions?
None. I'm sticking. Okay, that's not a good idea. I should probably have some. My New Year's resolutions are to continue on the path that I'm on, but to no longer live in a house that stinks of shit. And I'm putting my foot down. I will not do it any longer. And I know I don't like to talk about that, but it's starting to upset me. And you know what? I've not felt well all year, as in mentally, physically, it's all happened for me. And mentally I'm all good, but physically I feel a little tired. And I'm concerned it's because we're living in the fumes of the restaurant below's shit. And I don't think it can be doing us any favours.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yes, it's foul. When I think about it, I get red hot. Like, my back starts sweating because I'm so angry that that's my living situation.
Yeah. So wait, hon, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Come on, listen up.
Give it to me. Here we go.
Right, New Year's resolutions. Yeah. Keep doing what I'm doing. Like, I have this lovely morning routine.
Which is what?
I wake up, I go to the gym. I love going to the gym now. Like, I really enjoy it. I have this PT. She's got me into weights. I'm honestly like a gym bunny, aren't
I? Yeah, your little booty.
Not little anymore. No, this big ass. Not going to fit through the wall in a minute. Knocking Jamie every time I walk. I'm going to basically, my New Year's resolution is keep growing my ass. See how big it can get. I'll be squatting you by the end of the year. So that's
your New Year resolution is to keep growing your ass.
By the time I'm on the live show, people will be like, oh my God, they managed to get Kim Kardashian as a guest.
Is that what you want, that big booty?
Well, it's getting there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep going. And then I'm also, I really want to, what do I, re- oh, I'm going to continue my Spanish lessons and maybe my dance lessons.
Honey, you did one of those each last year.
Me and Frank got really tight.
You and Frank?
Frank was my Spanish teacher.
You met him once?
Yeah, we got really close. He was like, I know exactly the type of person you are. I said, how am I? He said, you're really hyperactive.
How old's Frank?
Like your age?
What the hell is going on? So you flirting with your Spanish teacher?
Yeah, but he was saying that he was quite OCD and that he could see like me and him would... Yeah, he said this. He said that me and him would like not suit because he was so clean. He basically called our apartment messy.
Wait, hang on a second.
I don't know how...
Firstly, this guy called Frank, who's my age, came into our house.
Yeah, Frank.
And then he taught you Spanish and said that you guys wouldn't get on in a relationship.
I don't know how it happened.
Because he's so OCD and you're messy.
Yeah, and I said, well, that's funny because my husband's a bit OCD and I'm messy and we seem to banish fine.
So anyway,
I'll continue my lessons with Frank.
Okay,
I think you need to start some too because our kids hopefully will speak fluent Spanish.
Honestly, guys, she keeps talking about kids.
And yeah.
I'm going to say this, before we went away for Christmas, we went to this pub and there was this little kid there.
Oh my God, Reggie. I actually miss Reggie.
Yeah, there was a little kid there who honestly is one of our friend's kids and she... Sophie was just holding this kid the entire time and I could see it in your eyes. You were holding the kid on your hip and walking around. And in your head, you were thinking, this is what I'd be doing with my... You were imagining it being your kid. I could see it in your eyes where you were looking.
Yeah, it was really weird because something happened with that kid. Like, I then left the lunch and I was driving home and I'm not drinking. A tear came in my eye. I swear to God, I nearly sat crying.
Because you missed a kid called
Reggie.
No,
I felt so sad. I could cry now. I really loved it. What the fuck is going on?
You met him for 10 minutes.
No, but I really think that's like broodiness. Why am I crying?
Are you serious, though?
If I think of him, I could cry.
Think of him deeply.
No, because I will cry.
When he was on your hip.
It was honestly the best feeling in the world.
You are crying. She's actually crying over a kid that... wasn't even hers. I know. You met in a pub.
But like, seriously, we need to go see your godchild.
You met this kid in a pub.
No, but we had a connection. I need to like spend much more time with our godchildren. I say ours, they're not mine. I'm not the godmother. Jamie's godfather, but I am their godmother.
No, you have. You didn't even buy them presents.
Yes, I did.
What did you buy them?
I got your PA to do it because you wouldn't fucking do it.
I did it.
You didn't. What did you get them?
My PA got them.
I actually gave her the ideas. I just said that she needed to organise the like...
Wipe away that little tear there, sister.
But what I'm going to do is okay. I want to spend more time with the godchildren in our lives because I really want to just continue this growing maternal instinct.
I like that. I like that.
In terms of us, I think you have a lot of things that you could change.
Like what?
I want you to get off your phone at night. I want you to stop putting work at the forefront of your mind. I want you to slow down, put your feet on the floor and become grounded. Put those feet on your floor. If you could just like not meditate incessantly, but if you could do 10 minutes of breathing a day where you actually are sat in yourself, you would be Rockefeller. Hi.
Do you think that if I wasn't with you, I could be with anyone else? Honestly, do you think that
I think people would struggle. It's a real... I take my hat off to myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Give it to me.
Because you are really a strange energy. Great, but it's a lot. It's a full-on energy, Jamie.
Is it really?
It's hard. It's a tiresome job keeping up with the way your brain works. I'm like, what? Sometimes you just... you say the last word and you expect me to have understood the conversation you've had before in your head. And you'll be like, yeah, but, you know, they're just annoying at that. And I'll be like, who's annoying? What's annoying? You'll be like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, you've just had a conversation in your head and I just get the tail end of it and then you're annoyed at me because I won't understand it. And then you're on to the next conversation and then you're on to the next call and I'm like, just exhausted.
Well, I really love you, man.
Me too, dude.
I really love you so much. You're the greatest thing in my life.
Oh, I really love you.
You really
dude.
Are. You're the greatest freaking thing in my life.
You love that top more.
You're the greatest investment I've ever done.
He said this to me last night. No, guys, I wake up this morning. I'm doing my dance.
She does this dance every day.
No, okay, you told everyone.
I know. I'm reminding
her. I know. I wasn't. I was putting on my gym clothes, and Jamie looks at me. First thing he says to me, "You, everyone listening," he went, "You used to be pretty." I shit you not. He went, "You used to be pretty."
I was completely joking, and I knew I got up because you were making noise. I thought, "What is it?"
I wasn't making noise. It was actually so mean and now I've repeated it. It really cut me deep.
Honey, I was joking.
Because no one jokes. Because when I'm like, oh, your breath smells. And I'm like, joking. I'm not joking. Your breath smells. So I know when you went, you used to be pretty. You were looking at me early in the morning.
Honey, I swear thinking, on my entire life I was joking.
You peaked. That's what you were thinking.
I've never thought that in my life. I think you get prettier and prettier each day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was completely kidding. You think my breath smells? You're joking. Look, anyway, guys, I do want to say this. It is the beginning of the year. It's pretty much our first episode back. And we're recording this actually before we go away. So by the time we come, but when this is coming out, we'll be in Miami for our little trip away. So we're going to have loads of stories. We're going to a Miami Dolphins game. Sophie's excited to meet Alex Earl or whatever her name is.
Well, don't say that on here. I've seemed very uncool if I'm in the same like box as her. Do you think you will be?
Well, you're very, very excited. So we're going to have loads of stories when we come back. In 2024, we have so much planned. We want to do so many different things. It's going to be so exciting. Well, we're going to have guests on. I want to talk way more about actually normal life things. We're going to be getting a house. That's amazing.
Right, let's ask the listeners. Who's bored of Jamie's shit chat about shit? We finished that now.
Okay.
It's 2024, deal. New Year, no more words of that.
But I want to hear some more love stories. I love the love stories. I want to hear more fun stories and exciting and wild, crazy stories, wedding stories that happen, engagement stories. You may have got engaged over Christmas, New Year's. I want to hear all those things, and I want to hear all of your New Year's stories. I want to hear that. But before you write all of those in, we're going to launch off 2024, as I said at the beginning of the episode, with a couple of huge names.
Big.
Big names. We thought, we sat down before the new year and we were like, who can we film with? Who can we film with, record with, do a podcast with that will just go atastrophic? What? And producer...
Who's going to make us go viral?
And producer Jack turned to us and he looked at me in the eye and he went, let's get the Crouches. And I chuckled to myself.
You're creeping me out. What's
okay, well, I didn't chuckle myself. And I said, damn straight. We gave Abby Clancy and Peter Crouch a call. And you know what? They picked up. And they said, hey guys, come on down to our house and we'll record an episode. And that's exactly what we fucking did.
That was the most aggressive, bizarre intro ever. We went on to the Crouches. Jamie looked smaller than he'd ever looked in his entire life. I think you went up to Peter Crouch's waist. And we stood amongst a supermodel and a footballer, and it was wonderful.
And I put my bare feet on their sofa, which was very embarrassing. And we had an amazing chat. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's kick off 2024 with one of the most incredible interviews of the century. It's Sophie Habu, Jamie Lang, Abby Clancy, and Peter Crouch all in the same room. Let's hit it. When you proposed.
Mm. Oh, God.
What was it like?
What? Should we start from the beginning?
Yeah, give the proposal, whole... please, so I'm settling it.
So Pete claims that I drew my own ring. And
did,
I was like,
did.
Well, you didn't do
I
it. You didn't
it wrong,
do it to
was...
scale. Fucking hell. I was like, it was my picture was so much bigger. I haven't even got my wedding ring on today.
Single?
I put my tan on last night. No, so I knew. So we were. When Pete was a footballer, he'd only have June off. So we would go away for the whole of June. Mm. And we were on the flight where we were going to Sardinia or New York first trip. And I went to get something out of his bag. And he dived over like 10 people to get the bag. So then I knew the ring's in the bag.
Kind of blew myself
got to the
it.
Room and he's like that in the safe. And we don't normally take anything away with us. So, you know, never use the safe. The safe was... you know, in working order. So then every meal, every night out, I get done up to death, sit in the meal, waiting and so excited he's going to ask me and then he wouldn't ask me. So I was like, that meal was shit. I hate it here.
Okay, I just want to go home. And then she going, I hate it. She going, never come back here again. I couldn't work out what was doing wrong.
I was so annoyed. So we had like four holidays and then the last holiday we were in Ibiza and we were there for a few days and our friends were arriving that night. So I was like, he's changed his mind. He's not going to ask me. We were having a bit of a party for our friends to come. So the chef was making the dinner and this villa that we rented was incredible at this like kind of nightclub downstairs. And Pete was like, let me show you the nightclub. And I was like, no, Pete, I've got no interest. I just had a massage. I had pajamas on, wet hair. And he was like, aren't you going to get dressed? I'm like, I'm not getting dressed for your friends. Like, no. Finally got me down there. And when I went down there, there was just a million rose petals and candles. And then you asked me and then all our friends came, but he asked me and then went, do not mention a wedding for at least 2 years. That's what, will you marry me? Do not mention a wedding.
Straight away like that.
No,
straight
not
away.
In those, not like that.
No, it was. It well, was.
It was more aggressive. Yeah. Do.
Don't mention a wedding. No, but yeah, no, it was a nice proposal, I think.
Were you nervous?
Well, I wasn't nervous that she wasn't going to say yes, but I was kind of like nervous about the prospect of being married.
Yeah. I
think that was the thing.
Yeah. Well, never
really?
Told me that.
Well, I just think it's, you know, obviously, but we kind of did things slightly different. Obviously, when we got married, we had Sophia, you know,
yeah. She,
and obviously, because I was a footballer, it was very strict kind of time frame. So I had that time to get married. I mean, Ab only
get
had 3 months.
Because the World Cup.
Really?
So, yeah. And that's hindered us on both of our weddings, actually, because when we did our vow renewal, planned the whole thing. Well, Pete planned it. It was kind of a secret surprise, which was really lovely. But Pete realised that's the World Cup final. Can't possibly do it that day. So changed the day to the next day. He's like, I'm not marrying you again on the Champions World Cup final.
I think it was the Champions League final, wasn't it?
Or whatever. Yeah. Football game.
When I went down to propose...
Sorry, you were not the same. You were like, right, so we're getting married tomorrow and it's going to be this and I'm going to wear a white suit.
No, but I was... white suit.
Groomzilla.
He wanted me to be at the top of the aisle and for him to walk down. I'm not joking. And he wanted to walk down with his mum. That is not a thing.
That's quite cute.
The amount of times Jamie asked me, you're not going to wear heels though on your wedding day, are you? I said, what the hell? Of course I am.
You've been too.
I know. And then I listened to you and I wore fucking 1-inch heels and got papped walking into my car in these kitten heels. My most biggest regret about my whole wedding.
No way.
I wanted to walk down the aisle. I had this dream. I want to walk down the aisle. Sophie B. Then I wanted to do it to the Jurassic Park theme tune. That's what I want. Da, 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 da. I wanted to walk down doing that more than anything.
It was awful with like dinosaurs in the audience.
I just thought it would be great because you didn't want to walk down the aisle.
No, I was nervous
about that.
I didn't want a big wedding. Did you guys have a big wedding?
We had a big wedding, but looking back, we don't know who we were.
I don't know who we were. If you look at it now, it's some of the things that happened.
We were getting helicopters to do food tasting. We were, our dessert.
I don't know who we were. I was thought I was fucking P. Diddy or something.
Literally.
It was
like trying to frog
on and
jetting
off again.
Who am I? It was ridiculous. Oh, our dessert was a boiled egg, but with like some mango cheesecake that looked like a dippy egg.
You picked that.
I know. What was I thinking? Like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. I'll have a boiled egg, but a cake version for the dessert.
Unbelievable. Like the wedding, you wouldn't even believe what was going on. There was a girl playing the harp.
We had a child.
On the way out, it was a child. And I was like, where did the child
go? Where did we get it?
It was a child playing the harp on the balcony that I didn't even know existed until we walked out.
So many disasters. Like the night before the wedding, we were getting married in Italy.
Yeah.
So we did the whole wedding. You know, it was this. I wanted a hotel where everyone could stay, so people like didn't drop off. It was like 100 people in the wedding. So we found the most amazing place in Lake Como. Next door had like a big lighthouse, so we were going to do like a white party the night before. And you know, the wedding, we had all these boats going over to a private island with monks who make wine. Phenomenal. The whole thing planned. Then they cancelled all the flights to go there. So it was like one flight a week.
No.
So then you could get a flight somewhere else and then a 6-hour coach journey. So it was a disaster.
Oh my God.
So we had to cancel that. And then I feel quite embarrassed where we got married in Leicestershire.
We had absolutely no connection to the place at all. Did you only make pork pies?
From Lake Como to Leicester.
Mel Mowbray.
Literally. Because there was...
Nothing against Mel Mowbray. It was a lovely place.
No, it's fabulous. But there was no venue because, we were getting married in the June and this, got cancelled in the May.
So
we had weeks to find a new venue, which, catered for our needs.
The place was amazing.
It was amazing.
Stableford Park?
Yeah.
It was incredible. I mean, we took the whole thing. The golf course, obviously, we there was no license. We could go as long as as late as we want. Enough rooms for everyone.
Which is crucial in the wedding because most places are like, you've got to be out by midnight. That's not going to work.
Like the chapel was on site as well, so there was a nice little chapel where we got actually married.
Oh, that reminds me. And I heard you, I think you said this on your guys' podcast, but you looked out the window because you thought the wedding was happening. Didn't you? And then
he did an all-nighter the day before the wedding. Actually believe it?
He did an all-nighter.
I woke up.
People just kept arriving. I mean, it was so much fun. I was like, I'll have a drink with him.
You didn't need to go till 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Like, it was light outside. I was in the room with me nan. Me nan, me nan was mental, like 96. My mum had like done all her hair. Then she just got like a wet comb and like brushed it. She like looked like Teen Wolf on all the pictures. Like, it was a mental. But I thought, I've slept in. Like, Pete's got a suit on. Everyone is ready. I'm not ready. I was having a heart attack and he was still in bed. So I still up.
So I've seen Ab, and I've seen Ab banging on the window. Like I went, what time is it, lads? And they went, it's 6 a.m. I went, oh my God. So then I ran to a room and I've pulled the cover up and I've just gone out. And anyway, she's burst in the room and I've just gone, are you all right, babe? Like, as if... was like, everything okay? Like, as if I've been there for hours. And she ripped the duvet off me. I had fully clothed, suit on, shoes on, and a bottle of Peroni.
I was so annoyed.
I was like, I got a fucking rumble here.
I was like, it's cancelled. You've ruined the wedding. I'm not marrying you.
What time did the wedding start?
4 p.m.
No, it was 4.
So you had a couple hours.
Yeah,
we just got changed and went straight on the golf course.
No, that's not.
You did? I would have been fuming.
I had to write my vows first, actually. Then I went on the
golf. Well, you would you have got annoyed if I was like that? I think you.
I would have got really annoyed.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know. If you'd have pulled yourself together, you're quite good on a hangover.
Oh, God, I'm not.
It's totally fine. Like,
yeah. For me, I would be. Also, I would look 98 years old. Yes, so same. That would not be worth it for me. But you'd look all right. You do worry. Mm. Yeah,
the adrenaline of getting married as well. Like, you know, it's
I couldn't stop crying. Yeah. I couldn't. I don't know what was wrong with me. I couldn't stop. I was trying. I was like, what the hell was like wrong
what
with me?
Fear that you'd suddenly done it.
No, that was at the London one when we was doing it. No,
you had like 10 weddings?
Yeah, we had a couple. We did a London one where we got like officially married, and then we did a one in Spain. But the one in Spain, I just couldn't stop crying. I was like, what? I had to turn away from the crowd. I was just like, what? I didn't know why I was crying so much.
You look gorgeous. All your outfits, I was just following you, like for all your hendu and all your hendus.
Yeah, and she did a lot.
Gorgeous, gorgeous dresses. You looked amazing.
So did you guys then do honeymoon?
We just had a baby, so I didn't want to leave her.
And obviously it was so, like I say, we've got a month off, like 4 weeks off, and then I'm back into football and it's like relentless, right, for the whole winter. So obviously we got married right at the end of my summer. So we only had like a few, 5 days to go away. Mm. So I thought I have to go somewhere kind of close by. So we ended up,
a disaster.
I thought, like, we liked Ibiza at the time, and I thought, right, and we go to the north where it's like, there's an amazing kind of spa hotel. I don't know if you, like, called Hacienda.
I've heard of the Hacienda, yeah.
Which is like the spas, like,
into amazing.
The cliff. Well, it's definitely not, no. But the kind of spas on the cliff, and you're like in the whirlpools and stuff overlooking the sea. It looked amazing, to be honest. But when we got there, it wasn't.
There wasn't one deck chair that we could lie on, one sun lounger.
There was
so we were sitting on the floor.
So we just got married, right?
What do you mean?
We were sitting on the floor. Just like, sorry, there's none left.
So they're all gone.
As in people were using them?
Yeah.
And then
so you sat on the floor?
Sat on the floor and a bear pooed on me.
I was on the stairs.
Pete was in the pool like that and I was just sitting like dead and just a big bear. She just looked like that.
I looked at her little face and thought, I can't put her through this. Like I was just sitting on like on a step. I was sitting on the step and Ab was on the floor and we were chatting as if this is a luxurious fucking romantic getaway.
But it was worse when we went for lunch and I got fish and Pete wanted paella and the guy was like, no, you can't have it, it's for two. Pete was like, she's having fish. And Pete was like, well, I don't care. That's,
I said, no, two, no, no, I'll get it and I'll just eat half of it, whatever. He said, absolutely not. It's for two people. Well, yeah, but I'm just gonna order it. And I like, probably won't finish
bit.
It. But
I was like, I'll have a bit.
I'll have a bit
no,
as well.
Can't.
It's only this for one.
No.
It's for two people. Oh, I can't believe this.
I actually hate that. I'm obsessed the whole time.
Yeah, we always over ordering at restaurants. Mm. They go, oh, no. I'm not gonna do this, and I'll come back later. I'm like, order the fuck.
Oh, can I have the rice? Oh, you don't need it.
What I'll do is I'll scribble out this, and I'll book the rice. No, I wanted the calamari and the rice.
Yeah. So annoying.
I started a petition for Pile of One when I came back.
Did you?
I genuinely did. Yeah, I was like, look, this needs to stop. You know what I mean? Like. I like paella and my wife doesn't normally
paella.
Like it much. So I want it, you know what I mean, when I'm out.
I make a good paella.
Did they give it to you in the end?
Well, yeah, no, we didn't get it. I didn't get it. But I couldn't have it. I wasn't allowed.
I've been to places now and there's paella for once and maybe.
Yeah, I've changed the course of paella.
Yeah, you have.
He just went, can't have that.
Absolutely not. And I went, so number one, the weather wasn't great. Number two, we were sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Number three, she got shat on by a bird.
That's good luck, the
next one, we couldn't order what we wanted in the restaurant. I went, right now. I said, we're out. So I thought, this would be amazing. I'll turn a negative into a positive and we'll get a boat and we'll ride the waves out to Mallorca.
Here we go.
Incredible. You've never seen waves like it in your life.
Have you seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
Fucking Wolf,
you know,
of
where
Wall
they're like
Street.
Nearly dying, where the waves are going. And this was a big boat, you know, it was a huge boat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The captain was vomiting.
It's like we were going to the Isle of Wight or something, you know what I mean? It was like mid-November.
Pitch black. The captain was vomiting, the boat girl was vomiting, I was vomiting, we all were like bin bags lying over
The captain
hell.
Was green, right? And I went, and he sails every day of his life. And I said, "Is this normal?" And he said, "This is not normal." He said, "Are we all right?" And he said, "Oh, I think so." I was like,
"Never
shit.
Said I hope so."
Hope so. Abby and the boat girl were like thrown up on the back, and I was just on the front holding on with the captain.
It was terrifying. That
beats our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you go on yours?
Our honeymoon
just
was
don't.
A. Our honeymoon
ours
was.
A,
just don't, really.
Just don't. Just yeah. don't even go there.
Our honeymoon was a complete disaster. Like, it took us 36 hours to get there.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, did you see this? It took us 36 hours to get there.
You lost your bags?
We lost everything. Oh, it, no. Like we
had, for just a preview, for a year, I'd been to Panama and I went traveling there. I knew that this time of year it was their rainy season. It was going to be thunder and lightning. I kept saying, surely we just go to Mykonos, somewhere in Greece. Ibiza, you know, it's summer. Let's go to Europe. Jamie, Harlot's best place in the world. No, we're going there. It's going to be incredible. We landed. It was torrential rain from start to finish.
It was
46%. Like, it was so humid, I can breathe.
Honestly, the whole thing. Firstly, we land into Amsterdam to change flights. We miss our flight by 10 minutes. And they're all queuing up together. They say, sorry, you can't get on the flight. So I'm furious. And Sophie's like,
and Jamie goes, can I take your name then? She goes, no. No, I'm like, he was like, BA, and she's like, no, you can't have it. And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. We then went to the KLM lounge, and Sophie got like loads of food and things like that. And I sat down and she ate the food and I made her laugh. And she
I'd eaten and then I drank a Diet Coke. Yeah, and Jamie went, made me laugh. And I threw up. I have no idea what happened. I like laughed and wow. It was horrific.
It's not that. You think a little throw up. Honestly, we were by the entrance.
It was like Little Britain.
She brought it away with us.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did. No. Your hair.
It wasn't in my hair. No, it was like, you know when the Diet Coke goes up your nose. It's like,
It's 36 degrees humid, like 36 degrees humid, all this kind of stuff. We then get to the island. The island is just not what I thought it was. And we get stuck. We get put in our room. It's on top of this hill. It's so hot. So you can't go outside. So no. Sophie, for a week, just watched Real Housewives. To the point where at night time. She had to have a noise because she could hear their voices.
I'm not joking. Every time it was silent, I could hear the Housewives of Miami.
Oh, my God.
Like, they had that noise.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
That's like you. That there's nothing worse though than planning it. Like Pete, we never get time on our own. So like a few weeks ago, Pete planned this big trip. So he took me to Thailand in monsoon season. So we flew there. We flew to Bangkok, then flew there. I didn't want to go any. I don't like Thai food. Like it's lemongrass, coconut. I hate.
Me too, Abby.
Hate it. So he took me there. We had a 14-hour nap, got up and left.
We literally flew to Thailand to sleep.
Wait, God. I actually
we got in the room, slept for like 20 hours, and then went, fuck this, we're going.
We couldn't leave the room. The palm trees were bent in half.
They were like that.
It was coming in sideways. The roof was leaking, rain on us. It was terrifying. I thought we're going
to
die.
For a nap.
Literally,
like we had a sleep, and then I was like, no, we're not doing this. I said, I'm not doing this. We don't get, you know, we've got four kids. It's like busy all the time. Yeah. Like, just a bit of time to chill out. We just wanted good weather and we end up flying to Dubai.
There's not one other person in the hotel. They were like, it's basically closed.
So when we got there, right, I was like, it's tropical. It all passes. Like, it's a tropical place. All just moves along really quickly, right? And I sat there for 20 hours watching it.
But it didn't move.
Did not move one bit, right? And then the worst thing is, the fella, when I got on the buggy to go to the room, he just turned around. I'll always forget his fucking face. And he turned around and he just went, why did you pick monsoon season? like that. I went, just turn around. I'm fucking do ya.
But we had a good rest. We read 3 books in those flights and all. I woke up at 1 in the morning and read and went to sleep at 5 a.m. Yeah. Read a whole Martina Cole book in 4 hours. We read the same book. I don't know if you used to do that.
No, you read the same book.
Yeah. It's quite like watching a film. Like watching a film.
Yeah, we read
books together and then discuss it.
Sorry.
That's what happens when you get married and you don't have sex. You like read and discuss the book.
So you read a book together and then discuss it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's what we're.
This is yeah. You're
that's what you got to look slower. Forward to, honey.
That's all action.
Yeah, that is all action.
I can't
wait. Okay.
Wait. So you guys slept and flew back to England?
No, we went to Dubai.
It was the only place on earth that wasn't there.
I was looking for places close, but I didn't want to risk
Singapore,
it.
Singapore, Maldives, everywhere. Maldives.
It was a lovely hotel. If it wasn't raining, it would have been amazing. It was so nice.
It wasn't monsoon season.
Same as we left Panama. We went to Cancun.
How was that? Was it fun there?
No, not Cancun. We went to Punta Cana.
Dominican Republic, and the sea was taped up because they had too much seaweed infestation, so we couldn't go swimming. And Jamie was going around on the buggy going, could move here. Love it. Really trying to like turn it around.
Get it going,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, should we go look at properties? Because I could move it. I was like, can't go swimming. It's 100 degrees. We're looking at taped up sea. That is bizarre.
Wow. The whole thing was that.
We don't have much luck on holiday.
How long have you guys been married for now?
It's 12 years now, isn't it? So coming up to 13.
Yeah.
So what is the secret, do you think, to a happy marriage?
I actually think we're best friends. And I know that sounds so cliche. But we don't like being apart. We do everything together. Like, we make each other laugh.
I do think the laughter's important. Like having a good time. Like, when I go out with my mates, all I want to do is I don't even want to know what they're doing in their lives. Do you know what I mean? Should I go and have a laugh?
Yes.
And I think...
Yeah, like, I'm like, how's Claire though? I have no idea.
Yeah, you just have a laugh, don't you?
Yeah, you're the same.
No idea. They want detail. I don't know. I don't know what they're up to.
No idea.
That's so different to girls. I know everything. I want to know what time they walked in, what were they wearing. I ask you the same question. You're like, don't know.
I just don't know. But when you go out with your mates, you have a laugh, but with you guys.
Yeah, but like, that's the thing. Like, I'll go out with Ab and have the same laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just as good as my friends.
It's just as good.
I think it's actually better at times. Shit bag. No, it's the same. I like hanging around with her, and obviously helpful that she's beautiful. But I think that's the key.
You said on that picture the other day, God, beautiful. You look so young on that picture.
Yeah, but it was like 12 years ago, right? So she's going to look younger. I said, oh, God, look how young you look.
Say that to a girl, Pete.
It was 12 years ago.
God, you look so young on that picture.
It's 12 years ago.
So you're saying I've aged?
I think you've got slightly older than in 12 years, yeah?
Yeah, but that's not good.
No, but you look incredible, like.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, God, yeah. Like, I fancy her more now than I did when we met.
See, that's the big thing, still fancying each other as well.
That's important.
100%. And I think, well, I know I have that with you. I don't know, sometimes you have it with me. You go,
talking about these things.
Do you fancy yourself?
Yes.
I find it uncomfortable.
Yeah.
On our pod. Talking about like...
Do you?
Kissing and...
I find it really other things. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, because my brothers, you know, our producer and my cousin, so I can't talk about anything remotely sexual because it's just vile. My brother's like vomiting in the corner. So is my cousin.
Okay, we've got a couple of questions for you. Ready for this? So we used to play a game called Mr. and Mrs. And we want to play the game with you. So we're going to ask you some questions and you have to be honest.
Okay. Right?
I think you guys are honest anyway. Okay, first one. Who is the vainest?
Me.
Ab.
I'm not vain though. Pete, can you tell...
No, she's very good.
Can you tell the nation how long I take to get ready?
Yeah, no, she's like very, very quick.
10 minutes?
Ready.
10 minutes.
Yeah, she's very, very good. Like, he's not one of those where I'm waiting around for hours.
Why should blow dry on your hair? You're very quick.
Oh, I do, but yeah.
He likes to put his little cardigan on. He's got a new cardigan fetish.
They've been calling me Cardi P. I like a cardigan. I think they're fashionable.
Every day, it's a new cardigan. Do you know what he bought himself in?
She thinks that I'm not allowed to buy stuff on my own.
We went shopping the other day. He bought himself a like extra thick cashmere tan Cardi with a hood on it. Tan.
Trendy.
I'm just moving. I mean, I'm moving different. Like people are going to follow. They follow me.
I like that trend.
I like how you call it a little Cardi as well.
No, it doesn't fit him. It's too small.
Your little Cardi. What did... Didn't you buy, Abby... Didn't you buy a Chanel handbag once? What was it?
Orange. And a Chanel bum bag.
I had a few issues with...
Orange.
Yeah, do you know what? I went in and it was the last minute Christmas Eve and the girl went to me, this one's limited edition. She's obviously seen me come in. She's gone, what are we going to do with these fucking rainbow bags?
Rainbow bags?
It was a rainbow one, wasn't it? I was orange.
I love my Fendi rainbow.
Yeah, okay. She sold it to me like the dream. Mm. You know, she is going to like love this. I went, oh my God. And then, yeah, opened it, she cried.
I didn't cry.
What, was it a bum bag?
No, that was another thing.
That was a different thing. He's the only person who can go into Chanel and get it wrong. And I've said it before, but
yeah,
like
done that twice.
Everything I wear is black or like neutral colours, yeah. Like orange. Like,
but also just a Chanel.
I know.
Orange Chanel.
But the bum bag thing was I was so far ahead of the curve. Like when we I've seen loads of like really fashionable girls wearing these now. yeah. Like it's like loads. Everywhere I look now, like there's girls, like fashionable girls wearing these bum bags. I'd done this five years ago.
I'm not a trendy girl.
I was so ahead of the curve.
I'm like quite plain. I'm not like a trendy, like funky.
Well, I was trying to trend you up. I was trying to raise you to my level. Do you know what I mean?
Imagine me and you going out with you and your Cardi. Me with my bloody bum bag on.
Your little Cardi.
Cardi P.
All right. What item of clothing in their wardrobe does the other person hate the most?
Yeah.
Well, they hate on you.
Are you looking at me?
No, I was trying to think. He
doesn't like anything baggy.
Same, yeah.
Or like he doesn't like a flat, like, you know, like a kind of, like a loafery kind of shoe.
A flat shoe
or a baggy pant.
Well, basically a pervert.
Anything that's not like
anything that defined.
Resembles what the elders wear.
Yeah, but I think girls dress for girls, don't they? Not men.
Yeah, and also it is quite trendy now to wear baggy clothes. You also don't like baggy clothes too much.
On you?
Yeah.
I don't think I mind it. Well, I think I think I like most things you wear. Sometimes I'm a bit like
you go. Are you wearing that?
No, I never say that.
I like what you wear. Like you dress very, very well. Apart from the other time you came down a baby girl, do you remember when you...
It's not a baby girl, it's an all-in-one.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. It was a baby girl.
You had this dressing gown once, I didn't
like. Oh, I've got a dressing gown.
Don't get me started with these dressing gowns.
That's why I wear it.
I hate it. I hate the dressing gown.
Modelled Victoria's Secret. She's a Victoria's Secrets model, right? Came home and the only thing she brought back was a fucking dressing gown.
Please.
Can you believe how many good things they've got in there? A dressing gown. Is that Victoria's Secrets on the back?
No, I come home and put my fleece dressing gown over my clothes. I just love it. It's like I'm going to get buried, cremated in my fleece dressing gown.
Me too. It's a comfort. It's just the best.
It's like a blankie.
It's the best feeling ever.
If you could change one thing about your partner, what would it be? That's quite a...
Ooh, deep.
I know what you'd change about me.
Less brash. What?
I thought you would say like being less stressy and...
Oh, yeah.
You'd like me to be less aggressive.
I'll go with that. No, I think I'd like Ab to just worry less, if I'm honest. Like, it feels like she takes on like kind of everyone's problems, you know what I mean?
That's
all the kids. It's a nice thing, but it takes its toll, you know what I mean?
That's why I've aged in 12 years, Jamie.
Okay.
Always worries.
Yeah. She's always worried, like, all the time, yeah. You know, like, about if it's health anxiety is a thing, you know what I mean? Like, the kids are always, you know, she's always worried about them. Me, she's worried about, you know, family all the time, aren't you?
Health anxiety is a big one.
She has got.
I had a dead leg once and I called the doctor over. Oh, yeah. And because I thought I had MS. I honestly thought I had MS.
A full doctor over in the middle of the night and said,
I went to a doctor.
She's got like five doctors. Like,
I went to a doctor for
the school.
It.
They just happen to be. Like, one of them's like a mole guy. And she's like talking about, you know, all different problems to him.
I went to the doctor about the MS thing.
Yeah.
Because I had a patch of numbness at the top of my, like, groin. It's a girl got a groin.
Yeah.
And I realise now it was when I had these jeans on, they were so tight and they'd like stop the blood at the top of, like when I was sitting down. But obviously Google and it was MS and I went in and I'd been holding it in so much. When I got to the doctor, like this top MS doctor, I just went hysterical and could not stop crying. And he was literally, was like, no, you haven't got MS, but you've got a mental health issue. You need a brain scan for sure. Like, or you need to be sectioned. And I was hysterical crying. I just could not control myself. And he was like,
Kai drives out and just went, no, you've got tight jeans.
Wait.
No, you've got tight jeans.
I got the doctor over and the doctor something. He said, you don't have MS. I said, no, I do. And he went, you don't. And
he said, when did it happen? Were you sleeping on your arm? He said, yeah, it happened in the middle of the night because I sleep on this left arm.
It was on my leg.
No, it was in your arm.
It was in my leg. Sleeping. My whole left leg was dead. Something your partner does that gives you the ick.
You said all men who have cats...
Yeah, a man with a cat.
A man with a cat. Single man is with like, a cat. So it's not necessarily me.
But at
like,
this time, Pete, that's our cat, you know,
a man on his own, though. A man on his own. Like, if he lives on his own with a cat.
Icky.
It's a bit much, that.
That is so good.
You had Maggie on your knee at the time, just stroking
No, but I think
that,
a man with a family and a wife with a cat is okay, but a man on his own with a cat.
Is that your issue?
Yeah, I do. I get that.
I get that.
What's your ick about me? What's your ick about me personally?
No, because I think we talked about this, and I said, I actually don't really have anything where I go, oh.
Partner's favourite thing about you?
I think your favourite thing about me is that I'm like, very kind and helpful.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Kind and helpful.
Your shop system.
No, but you say I'm always like taking care of everyone. And you know
what? If we're in Marks and Spencer's, I'll turn around and where's the beans? And she'll go, they're just down there on the right.
Oh, sure.
That's really kind and helpful.
No, I mean, you think I am like always looking out for others.
No, I think that you.
That's probably what you
love,
like most about me.
What I love about Ab is that she's
morally correct. Unfortunately.
Will you stop answering your own question? I think you, like, if you're on Ab, if you're in with Ab, like, she'll die for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's very kind of protective. And I think it's a nice feeling to be kind of on the inside of the bubble that, you know, with Ab.
The bubble of
love.
Corner.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone says one thing to me, I know that she's, like, got my back.
That, I always say that's the biggest thing. That loyalty, you got to stand your ground. Whatever anyone says, you stand your ground. I love that.
Yeah. Even if I'm wrong, I reckon she'd still stick up for me.
Yeah, so.
And what do you think Abby's favourite thing about you would be?
I'm nice and kind.
I think the kindest
kind
people.
And helpful, well, kind you and twat. Helpful.
Yeah, but I'm not helpful in any way.
You're not helpful in any way, actually.
But I am kind. And I think I'm, you know, I'm good with the kids and I'm a nice person, I think you would say.
Yeah.
Oh.
Correct.
That was very.
What are your nicknames for each other?
Do you really have one?
No,
babe?
Babe, nothing else?
No, just babe, yeah.
P?
Cardi P.
Cardi P.
Cardi P.
Cardi P.
Yeah.
Cardi P.
Mm.
Pedro.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us. We've had a laugh.
Oh my God, you guys, go and listen to Therapy Crouch. We'll leave the link in the description below. Guys, before we go, can you leave us with something inspirational about life, about marriage, about staying together? What is it? I know that's big.
YOLO.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people that like...
Did you just say yeah?
Yeah.
You're turning posh now, you're with the posh, posh guys.
Okay,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ooh-wee.
What, Smiles?
No, that was fantastic.
Woo-whiff.
That is, if you were going to throw a dart at the darts board and that was going to hit, where would it hit?
Bullseye.
Yeah, you go, sister.
Is that the name?
What about triple 20?
I can't bear darts, if I'm totally honest.
Okay. You don't like, if I ever took you to the darts, you wouldn't like it.
I think that's really odd that people watch golf and darts. Tennis, yeah. Football, yeah. Rugby, okay. Golf and darts, are you all okay?
Are you joking?
Boxing, sick. Darts. You're not. That's not a thing.
Are you serious? You're never going to play golf for me.
Do you know what? Let's make a program. Let's watch me paint my nails. Let's watch a load of women paint our nails. Who can do it quickest and who can get in the lines?
Who can get in the lines, actually?
It's the same thing.
Do you know what? It's actually
let's
well
watch
played.
Us pluck our eyebrows and see who can pluck them in a straight line. No.
I think some people would like watch her though. You would watch her.
I would watch her on Instagram, yeah. Nail painting I'd also watch. Maybe it's a thing.
What would you call it?
Nail art.
Nail art. Nail it.
Nail it. I think that's a copyright.
Okay, what about the eyebrow one?
Oh, an eye to a brow. A brow to an eye.
An eye for an eye?
No, an eye for a brow.
An eye for a brow. Wow, we're making moves here, sister.
Making moves. Producers.
This week's episode is very kindly brought to you by our friends at Who Gives a Crap. The eco-friendly loo roll on a mission, right? To uncrap the world. Honey, don't get annoyed at me, but I've been really thinking about what the listeners want.
And what's that?
Okay, well, unlike you, I really, really think deeply about what we offer in a good way.
And okay.
What stories it's going to be. And I think you should just follow my lead on this one.
On what one? You're not making any sense.
Okay, I think...
Just get out.
I'm trying to, right? I'm trying to tee it up in a nice way.
Okay, go on.
I think the listeners want to know more about...
About what?
Who?
Oh, no, they don't.
I think they do. I think those stories...
No, they don't. It's so rank and you need to grow up.
I think
You're nearly 40.
No, I'm not.
You're nearly 40.
I'm
hopefully,
closer to 30 than I am to 40.
You're not.
I am.
Five, you round it up.
No,
you're
you
35.
Don't.
Yeah, you are.
I round it down.
Well, yeah, and you are obviously stuck in an 8-year-old gremlin boy's body who speaks about shit all the time.
I don't. All the time. I just got...
It's also such
normalize it.
We've spoken about it so much more than we should have done on this podcast. No one needs to know. I don't want to walk down the street and people know what's happening down there. That should be a mystery.
No, it was not a mystery.
Clearly everyone knows it's not a mystery with you.
Okay, well, I've told you about the time when I wore that Spider-Man outfit, didn't I?
Yeah, and when people look at you, all they see is shit and they think you smell.
They don't think I...
Yeah, they do. No, poof, that Jamie boy.
Poof. No, are you joking?
Yeah.
It does not seem...
That's the thought that you have when you look at Jamie, yeah?
No, it's not.
I go, boom, shit.
You go, boop, shit, like that.
I just picture you on the loo.
No, what I think about, do you know what I think about? I go, God, he's charming and empathetic and kind and nice.
And can't get off the loo.
And oh, he touches on things that other people should probably talk about.
No, no one wants to talk about it. That's why we're in 2023.
No, we're not.
We're in 2024.
Yeah.
And still, you are brought up not to talk about poo. And guess why? Because it's gross.
Guess why?
Guess why?
You're about to say guess what, and you said why, and you went, why?
Well, no, that might just be the way I talk.
Okay, well, I think we should... Oh, Jack, what have you got there? Producer Jack?
It's a hamper.
Okay, we'll bring it... hello!
Christmas comes late.
Listen, so I'm going to tell you, look at this. Funny enough, look what arrived. Dear King Jamie and Peasant Sophie.
Dear King Jamie of Crap-a-Lot.
Crap-a-Lot. Hey, little fact for you. Do you know who invented the first toilet?
No.
Sir Thomas Crapper.
Okay. That's quite good, actually.
Yeah, you like that. Hey, now she's in. All right. Dear Jamie and Sophie.
Why didn't he call it the Crapper?
He did. That's why it's called a Crapper.
I didn't know they were called a crapper. Are they called a crapper?
They're called the crap.
Oh, Jamie, just get off the crapper.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Why do we call it a loo?
Because it got changed, but that's why it's called a crap.
Yeah, but why is it not called a crapper? I'm going to call it a crapper for the rest of my life.
That's the one with the flush is called a crapper.
I actually went to our friend's house the other day. There was no flush.
So you just left it?
Well, I came out.
You left it?
No, guys, it was at a christening. And
you took a poo and someone's left it. I didn't do a poo,
obviously. I went for the other thing, a pee.
Okay.
And I...
Didn't flush a loo?
It was like a crapper vibe, like odd. There was no flusher. Nothing to flush the loo.
Do you know what you do, though? You clap. And then it flushes.
Not true.
I would just love to see you clapping at your own shit.
I would never do that in someone else's house because I didn't grow up in a shed.
Okay, here we go. Dear Jamie and Sophie, please find and close a treasure trove of toilet goodies for Jamie to enjoy. Sophie, we know you'll be less keen on this contents of this care package, but we're hoping that if after a few weeks of seeing Jamie love his toilet time and all the good things that come from it, you'll be able to embrace a more positive attitude from your friends at Who Gives a Crap. This is the squatty potty.
So
you use this to poo just right.
No, but explain.
It moves your
colon. You open it up, your colon.
Oh my lord, look at that.
But wait, is that where you...
Look at that. Look at this. It moves your colon to an ideal position so you can go without straining, increasing emptiness by 85%. Someone's a little bit excited about this.
No, I'm not. I'm just confused.
I'm going to see you tuck this under your arm.
Do you put your feet on it or do you sit on it?
You put your feet on it.
But why has it got like a bum thing?
Look what else.
No, that's the squatty potty.
A fluffy toilet seat cover.
That's not hygienic.
It is. Just swap that in and out. Lots and lots of Who Gives a Crap toilet roll. You like this?
They're fun. I like them in our house.
Hey, catch this. There you go, honey. Look at that. We also got a lovely visitor's book to rate your toilet visit.
Oh my gosh, I like this loo roll.
Honey, why are you opening it?
Why can I not?
You can, you totally can. Just I'm excited that you're excited about it. So look at this, A little CD of whale sounds. Imagine that. Listen, imagine sitting on the bathroom and hearing
sitting
all of these noises.
On the dock of a bay,
no, just sitting on the bathroom.
Watching the...
Okay, you don't get it. We also got a lava lamp. To set the mellow mood in the lavatory. And we have some scented candles. Thank goodness, because when you go to the bathroom, whiffy. Yes. Anyway, I'll tell you.
Whiffy.
Yeah, you're a bit whiffy.
You are full of whiff. Oh my God, you're the most whiffy human I know.
You're whiffy.
Woof, woof, it's the whiffy monster.
Do you know, if your surname was anything, it should be Whiffy.
Sophie Whiffy Crapper.
Sophie Whiffy Hapoo. That's what you're saying. As are yours, Jimmy.
Oh, God, get out of the way, you whiffy whiff.
You whiffy whiff. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to persuade you to be a real fan of not only Who Gives a Crap, which I know you like the packaging, which is good, but also just becoming more more accustomed to opening up and talking more about it. Come on this lovely journey with me, honey.
Crapping holiday with you.
Right, in all seriousness, the work Who Gives a Crap are doing is sensational stuff. They're a B Corp, and Who Gives a Crap makes toilet paper that's good for the planet. Products that are made from 100% recycled paper or bamboo to help reduce deforestation. Now, not only that, but Who Gives a Crap are also taking the fight to toilet poverty. There are around 2 billion people in the world without access to a toilet, which is why Who Gives a Crap donate 50% of their profits to water, sanitation, and hygiene projects around the world, helping to ensure that everyone has access to clean water and a toilet within our lifetime.
Okay, well, that is all really amazing. And guys, I've got to say, the wrappers are really stunning. So guys, all you've got to do is visit whogivesacrap.org to find out more about their products and mission. And you guys can order a box today. And guys, also, first-time customers can even get 20% off. All you need to do, guys, is order using the code newlyweds at whogivesacrap.org. That's right, newlyweds at whogivesacrap.org.
For 20% off?
20% off, Jamie.
We hope you really enjoyed this wonderful episode. Thank you so much to Abby and Peter for having us over. I think we're best friends.
Oh God, you're embarrassing.
Hey, Abby and I messaged each other.
Okay.
Well, did she message you?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, actually. Can I say this? It was so funny. Abby was literally like, halfway through the conversation, was like,
do you know what? I really don't like Thai food. I just don't like Thai food. And Sophie went, oh my God, me too. And as we left the room, Sophie said, Abby and I are so similar. Just because you didn't like Thai food.
I was like, God, we're so alike.
You're so alike. It's like because you both didn't like Thai food. Are you kidding
me? Wishful thinking. I mean, if I could just be a little bit like that, that'd be great. They were really fun. We had so much fun. We hope you guys liked the podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed the podcast. And like I said, thank you so much. We hope 2024 is going to be an amazing year for you. Whatever you have dreamed is going to happen this year, this is your year. And to anyone who had a ropey or a rocky or a blue 2023, I hope 2024 is going to be amazing and everything changes for you. And if you had the most amazing 23, well, good luck to you this year. Let's keep going. And just thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yeah, we really love you and we love doing it. And we are so happy we can continue doing it for you guys.
And if you like the episode with Peter Crouch, right?
Yeah, if you want to hear more stuff like that, all you have to do is drop a little comment in the YouTube video and then we will get to work making those dreams happen.
Yeah, those little connections. And also just a big ask from Sophie and I and the whole team. It really makes a huge difference if you guys can just click that subscribe button. I know it's a little bit annoying. You're probably just going to listen to this and think I'm not going to do it. But actually, it just makes so much difference for our show. It means we can put more money into doing different things and creating different stuff and getting different guests and just making this podcast better than ever. So if you could just do that one little thing right now or whenever you can, that would be simply amazing. So thank you for that. Remember also, it feels like I'm asking you loads of things, but hopefully we give you loads of funny stuff and insight. Anyway, if you could also send us all of your crazy stories, wild stories, whatever happened, New Year, Christmas, engagements, love stories. We want to continue that because we love spreading the love. So if you have a love story, whatever that be, send it to us at Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram or newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. Soph.
We love you.
We freaking love you. Okay. Let's have the most incredible year, everybody.
Let's do this, guys. If you're getting married,
good luck.
If you're getting engaged,
oh, you get on that, down on that knee, and you open on that little box and get that ring out, and you say freaking yes.
Oh my God. If you're getting divorced,
okay, doesn't matter. There's plenty more.
And if you're single,
fish in the sea, doesn't matter. There's loads of apps you can get on and probably find.
And
some.
If you're just rocking through life, cruising along,
you're a little buster. I don't know why I said that.
Okay, Busters. Love you, Busters.
All right, Busters. We'll see you next Monday for another episode.
Bye,
we love
Busters.
You. Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.